Chances are that at one time or another, you've unscrewed a grape Fanta or licked the peak of a purple snow cone, and moments later thought to yourself, this doesn't taste like any grape I'm used to eating. It tastes so fake. However, the scientific history behind this syrupy sweet flavor may give another perspective to that assessment. This artificial grapey essence was first developed in the 1890s, after chemists isolated a chemical called methylanthranolate from the essential oil of orange blossom. Manufacturers noticed that this chemical, known as an ester, reminded them of the smell of grapes. This ester was cheaply mass-produced using coal byproducts produced by emerging coal industries, and this became the basis of the go-to grape flavor that we still use today. In the 1920s, scientists hoped to distinguish between imitation and genuine grape flavors and, to their surprise, discovered methylanthranolate in real grape juice. So, this synthetic chemical derived from coal tar was confirmed to be in natural grapes. But here's the most interesting turn in this history of food science. The grapes that most U.S. consumers had eaten up to this point were the Vitis labrusca variety native to America, such as purple Concord grapes, and not the red and white variety grown in Chile and California, which don't contain that particular grape flavor chemical. So when you taste a purple Jolly Rancher and notice its difference in flavor from the grapes in your lunch, you're noting the difference between your perception of flavor and that of earlier Americans, and how our flavor palette changed over time. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.